Google, just look the shit up. Forgot where I'm gonna be at.
That shit is sweet.
That's crazy. Downtown, where is that, bro? Like,
I just work out there. That's all I do by the beach. My clients are all Norfolk. I'm not Norfolk, all Bayside, so. A lot of my shit be all Bayside. So I'm like, okay, I don't mind being out there. I don't care about the beach. First real nigga to work out there. And I'm a vampire, bro. Just like you in 2015.
You said vampire.
Yeah. From me to 2022.
Okay.
That nigga stayed up at night. I don't know how your ass did it.
Yo,
first podcast ever, so tell me what to say.
Yeah. You didn't even got this. You just be you, man. This is third out of five, man. Third out of five. Raw and authentic.
Get to it.
But, yo, this third out of five, just about audio podcast, man. Got a special guest today, man. My nigga Jerron. What's good, dog?
What's good, King?
What's good? Been a minute, damn right.
For sure, man.
Been a minute making. Shoot. Tell the people about yourself, man.
Shoot, me, Jerron, a lot of y'all know me as, that Jerron. I do a lot. Work, stay out of the way. A lot of people see me, they be like, oh, who this guy? Where you been? I do it all. I can cook on the side. I can find my Instagram at J2_Diamond3 or my food page.
Yeah, right.
Which I will be back up and running soon, I promise. I know y'all miss me. You can find me at ChefDiamond3 on Instagram also. Food, cooking, catering. Try to model on the side.
Yeah, we got to get back to some shoots, man. You going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is my man. Shoot, we got mad shoes together.
Mad shoes since the beginning, cuz.
This is my man to give me a chance.
Yeah, real talk. And it's crazy how everything is now. It's just like evolution. Level up.
We all growing up. You working hard, everything getting better. Quality over quantity in this crazy world we live in.
Real shit.
Bro, crazy, bro.
I want to say, man, I'm sorry about your heat. You know,
it's cool, bro. We ain't get swept.
All right. Fact.
But no, it's crazy, though. Because that was LeBron, though. You know what I mean? That's LeBron.
Man, he was almost there. Oh, my gosh. He was almost there, bro. That shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That my man before he came to Miami. So, you know, I still got love for him. I still support him. We y'all beat us in the bubble low-key, but show the bubble won't no fluke.
Bro. If we had it, bro, Lakers in Heat again, bro, that would have been crazy. That probably would have been a better playoff, man, if
don't cap. Yeah, we just ran into, like, a 6'10 white boy rushing in the pad, shoot. They go crazy. I don't know what the league about to do. We should have got Bradley Beal, but...
Who got Bradley Beal?
The Suns. They sent Chris Paul. They sent Chris Paul to
some fake shit.
Nah, that shit true. They sent Chris Paul to the Wizards and sent him to the Warriors.
They doing blockbuster trades, cuz.
Hey, really a business. It's crazy. I never, ever, ever thought I'd see Chris Paul and the guy in the Warriors.
Right. This nigga hopping everywhere. This nigga don't know what to do. That nigga left Kevin Durant. So go. They let him go anyway. They let him go.
But it's crazy, though, because every time I think about it, like, every time someone be like, oh, yeah, Chris Paul to the Warriors, I'm like, well, I can think of this just to highlight this Curry, this shit on niggas, bro. Like, the boop boop.
I remember when a nigga crossed his ass. You remember that shit?
What I'm talking about? The baseline?
Yeah, yeah.
That. Set about the whole Lob City up, threw it up, made it. We had short sleeve jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro, crazy road, bro. Like, oh, yeah. Shout out my barber, Sam the Man. We were talking about you all the time.
So, oh, yeah, Sam. I had seen him like 2 weeks ago.
Sam the Man. But every time I see him, bro, he asks about you. You do. That was a point I'm about to bring up to. That was like a whole.
That's where you was at yesterday.
Yeah, that's all that yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, see my shit. Yeah, bro, crazy. We were talking about how that little submarine Titanic joint was. I woke up on it, was a little BS. I was like, bro, come on, y'all really tripping. Y'all really tripping about like five white dudes in the sea, bro. I woke, I'm a vampire. I don't be in a loop for real. Yeah, so I woke up on IG like, submarine this, submarine that. What the fuck niggas talking about? What's going on? Man,
come on,
look at
some
BS. It
got to
be some
boss
going on, bro.
Yeah, I won't even about to entertain it, because I just knew, like, what it was type shit. Because I'm telling people, man, like, they're doing a rollout, man. They marketing and shit. Y'all better pay attention, man, because you got to realize, like, almost every week or every month, it's, like, something different, like, something going on type shit, so.
Whole time be a distraction, because... Yeah. Like, me and Sam was said it was a distraction. Something else got to be going on, bro. Because it just pop out the blue. Everybody on social media talking about it. So I was like, okay.
Right.
Go a little deep, little dive, you know, about the immigrants.
Yeah.
They lost in, like, the Greek Sea or something like that.
Right.
I'm sorry if I don't know the exact information, but.
Yeah, man. We just got to pay attention. That's all. Just pay attention. Analyze what's real and what ain't. And, like, I don't know, there's definitely some behind-the-scenes, like, stuff going on. Like, you just got to research, man, everything in front of our face.
Yeah, I got to read. Everybody got to social
media. I remember you put me on the inside job.
I about
that bring that shit too. Crazy.
I about to bring that up. I'm glad you watched
shit
it.
Crazy.
I'm glad you watched it, bro.
I still got to finish the season, though. Like, but I watched, like, a couple of episodes of all that shit. All that shit real, too, yo. That shit crazy.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, flat earth. But the lizard people, that's crazy. Come on, now. That.
Yeah, that was.
I got finished the second season. I started it, but I didn't finish it. I ain't gonna lie, boy, got a P5. I ain't been up and hooked.
Yeah, the people. Know you lit on the P5. I'm gonna trade my shit, get my shit away.
That's the last thing, though. I'm gonna drop a little prayer for you. Know, we grown up now, and niggas can't be playing video games all day.
Exactly, fact. That's another reason why I had to let my shit go, because I know, like, once I get that shit, you stuck.
I don't know how niggas play all day. I play for like a few hours. I be busy. I'm running around with plays and stuff.
Yeah, because when I play, like, an hour a day, and I give myself, I don't be going too crazy.
Nah, for sure. Man, shout out to you, man. You got me into reading more, so shout out to you, man.
Word.
I was reading a lot of storytelling. Like, you know, like stories and stuff.
Yeah, if y'all want something new to read, y'all go check out Power of Imagination, y'all. But Neville Gardner. Some deep stuff in there.
He's really a smart man, y'all. I'm trying to tell people, bro. But
yeah.
I've been saying a lot like the past couple of weeks that this, unfortunately, a lot of our generation, I fall into it also. So when I say stuff, I am also a victim of it. But we all got to do a lot of self-reflecting.
Yeah.
And realize that we're kind of being a little, I don't want to say brainwashed, but like, like, a real, real huge influence. I don't know, bro. You know, I've been watching a lot of podcasts, too.
Yeah.
Maybe influence get my own soon, because it's really sweet.
Yeah, too sweet. It's too sweet. Can't even be And it's crazy you brought up self-reflection, because that's like, self-analyzing yourself, making sure, like, with leveling up to the better, like, bettering yourself, you gotta, like, self-analyze who you are, what you're doing, what you're thinking about, how you're moving. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be, like, letting shit slide and go by and just thinking that you just living life just to live life type shit. Because, like, once you start seeing how the world really operates and stuff like that, it makes you just want to be on your shit, like, even more. So, this shit is like chess out here, man. So, I got to understand what's really going on and stop just thinking that life is life, everything is going to be everything, when there's a whole nother plan for all this shit we don't even know about. So just like, we gotta be on game with everything, even with ourselves. We'll start with self first, just making sure, like, understanding, like, how you wanna move, what's your direction, what's your intentions on things, like, what is your purpose, you know what I'm saying? The main thing, like, finding your purpose and what you wanna see yourself becoming, cause.
Do you feel like it's a thing of being too conscious of things? I feel like I'm too conscious of things myself, and it's like, God, look at things like, bro, it's levels to everything.
For real.
Everything.
For real. Everything.
Hustle to looks to smartness to height and short to whatever. Working.
Real shit. And it's
levels
crazy.
To everything. So crazy. I look at everything like that.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm the type of person to, like, worry it out of the way. If I can't control it, I think it is what it is. Mm. But I'll still, like, be conscious of it and be aware. But at the same time, it's like, something like out of my control. Like, for example, you know, that Canadian wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
Got the whole East Coast orange.
Yeah, like, that right there. That is crazy, because that just happened too. Like, that was another thing that happened. That shit was just like 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you gotta pay attention, man, because they messing with the air. They sending niggas on the water.
All that bread is to look for fire.
Hey, like, yo, they playing with our top.
Bro.
They playing with our top.
It blow me, because, like I said, I think deep, like I said, chestnut checkers. Right. So I thought, like, you know what I'm saying? If these five men were that important, why didn't y'all get them earlier? A lot of people gotta be fired.
Right.
Like, a lot of corporates, stocks. What's the real devil? I don't know.
They were saying that one of the scientists of, like, researchers of extraterrestrial researcher was in that submarine. It's in an article and shit. So, like, they know what time it is, yo. They know what time it is. We better know what time it is, cause
shout out my old foreman at my old jobs, cause he was, like, big. You and him were the two main people in my lives that, like, opened my eyes to what they call conspiracy theories. But you really think about it,
this shit is real.
Like, it's better.
Yeah.
Get hip, cause, like, nah, I did that shit again. I lost my train of thought. I'm gonna spend a block on it, though. I'm gonna find
it. Shit is getting real out here. We gotta understand what everything is to the T. Unless you wanna be stuck in this dimension, and just be in the unknown of not knowing what's going on and shit. Cause like you were saying, it's level to everything. It's level to consciousness. It's levels to your the way you think, the way you live, all that. You know what I'm saying? So even how high you get when you smoking, it's levels to shit. Cause best believe I'm on a level right now. I ain't even gonna care. I'm lit right now.
I find niggas put, like, Iman Shumpert in jail that one time. Good Morning America. Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, man. I just seen my mom yesterday. She just came back in town from town. text me.
She cool.
Yeah, she cool.
She fine and shit.
She good.
Yeah, my dude's cool. She excited. She about to get her new deck outside, so she about to be outside having her little time. I'm gonna slide through, like,
yeah.
Have a little drink with her. I know we grown ups now, so we can do stuff like that. I just gonna be cussing around her still.
Okay.
I ain't smoking around her yet, but it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. I'm gonna walk in the crib.
She gonna smoke, man.
Nah, she ain't gonna smoke, nah. Her pops, Baldy ain't had a BB. Or that they ain't definitely had this on. I fucking got taken to the hospital next week. I'll be scared. But I done did something to them.
Right.
I don't want them to relax.
Whole time,
I want them chill, be like me. But nah.
What do you think we, this generation?
It's trash. Sorry.
Why do you think it's trash? What makes you say that?
I can't wait to get a podcast. I have a lot of unpopular opinions. Cause I just feel like, I can't say I was just raised different. So everybody got different circumstances. I just feel like ultimately. I'm not saying the ultimate blame is on us black men, but a lot of men, a lot of boys.
Hey there, is you having problems finding an artist to make your album cover or your song cover for your next single or project? Man, come through to Ray Designs. My man got you. He gonna hook you up. He got deals where you can get a 2-for-1 deal. You know what I'm saying? You connect with them, DM them, let them know what you're working with. We can get something settled. This is a good opportunity for all artists, even local businesses that's looking to get logos done. Come through, DM Ray Designs today on Instagram or email on thirdeye5@yahoo.com. Send an email. Send your ideas, what you're looking for, what you need. You know what I'm saying? We got you for a good, reasonable price. Just let us know. We're going to get everything you need done. And we're going to make your music come true. We're going to make it to reality. We're going to make it pop. We're going to make it stand out. We're going to make it creative. We're going to make it everything that it needs to be for the world to understand who you are. Peace.
Especially when it comes to the dating world. I can't also blame that fully on the culture. I think social media also has a hand in also. So I'm not fully blaming the culture. I love the culture also. That's what makes us black people authentic ourselves. It's good, bad, and ugly, so also everything, like, there's levels. I probably should have led with that first. Yeah. So I apologize, y'all, if y'all feel some type of way.
So do you think the natural way of going things, like normal interaction instead of, like, social interaction?
Oh, that's y'all doing, bro.
You think that's better?
Yeah.
That's where everything needs to be, or
should be,
yeah, type shit. That's why you feel like the dating world is probably what it is today, that, because of the online. That, giving this perspective with the filters and all that, and it don't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cause I feel like, in a sense, yes, because it's easier for a lot of other people. For me, it's personally harder for me. I can't go on social media and DM a shorty and be like, yo, whatever, I'd rather pull up on you in person and see you face to face.
Right.
And stuff like that. Instead of behind the screen. Like, everything else, besides everything else is in this world behind the screen. And I just feel bad for the next generation behind us. They're not getting raised by us. They're getting raised behind the screen.
Yeah.
Social interactions, people skills are going out the window. But to spend a block on social media, on the dating world, it's funny to look at it because it's like everybody, male and female, look up to our celebrities.
Yeah. A little bit too much.
A little too much. Like, I was just laughing about it the other day, saying people are too influenced for our celebrities. Because it's like, dog, these people don't know you.
Right.
Why are you going to they page talking about, right? Laughing emoji. Like, don't get me wrong. I have my artists and celebrities. I like their work.
Yeah.
And they might influence me a little bit. Like, for example, you know what I mean? I'm a huge Davies fan.
Yeah.
You know, shout out my family up in New York. I love y'all.
Man,
it's
crazy. I seen a nigga in March, yo.
Shout out to your that sample. Shit. Shawty, that's a nigga I really got me wanted to get my braids and shit for real. You know what I mean? So it's pros and cons.
Let's talk about that. How did you even get to getting that East music? Like
East,
because East is raw.
It was funny. My family's up in Harlem. Like,
oh yeah,
I remember just growing up. My cousins, like my cousin Dream and Elena, they was like the one who kind of raised me when I was up there. We met some of the ASAP folks. I remember ASAP 12 came to our house around Christmas time. I got to chop it up with him. ASAP 12?
Who is that?
He one of the mob members. You know, the famous one is Rocky, Yams, and all them.
Oh, he was one of the members for real?
Yeah, one of the members for real.
He said he came through and shit.
My cousin knew them. Like, my cousin knew some of them.
That's crazy.
Like, I met Tiana Taylor when I was, like, younger, like, dumb young. Not before she blew up. So I don't want niggas, this nigga do it when they blow. No, this is before, like, my niggas went to school with them. So, because they all that same age range. I was just tagging along as a little nigga, a little kid. I was my little cousin visiting, how I get into East music? Oh, yeah, I remember growing up while I was visiting, around the time I was in high school, middle school, my cousin was like, oh, be on the lookout for a nigga named Davey. Be on the lookout. All right, cool. You know what I mean? Double XL came out with him, Herbo.
Kodak
in that class. It was crazy because I was already a huge Herbo fan already. You know, shout out to G Herbo. Yeah. Best for everybody else, saying always what's best for you.
Class 16.
You know what I mean? So that class came out. And I remember Herbo and Ease, and they cycled with them two. They killed it. They were with them two. I'm like, oh, this nigga with them raw, Dave East. Sounds familiar. Oh, shit. So I go call my cousins and them, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's the nigga who was telling me about. So after that, I was a fan of him from Kyrie, Chanel, Paranoia, P2.
Call me Don Pablo.
Karma, I actually wanted the first Karma, the dollar heart.
Yeah.
Wild wire. I really want that piece right here to finish my sleeve. I really want that shit right here. I know it's gonna hurt.
That's crazy, because at first I really didn't fuck with the first Karma like that. When it came out, I was like, yo, this shit is trash.
What?
But then I started playing it. I'm like, oh yeah, this shit started growing on me and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he got some hitters on that shit, and it's crazy.
And what made me,
I did not like that shit.
And what made me like East more, besides the fact that he's from Harlem, you know, he's from my whatever, was he's actually a lyrical rapper. You know, we don't have that many of those nowadays. It's crazy how they don't get that much shame, not so much light and fame that they, I feel like personally, they deserve.
Yeah.
But he was also a very good storyteller, like Keisha. I found Keisha. Yeah.
Talk to Biz.
That's my shit.
That's my shit, man.
That
shit got
me
through some shit.
Yeah, he has the other shit. The hated
with
had Nas out there.
Man, he's got this song on. Yeah, is it the Hate Me Now or something like that? And it got on. He got, man. This nigga got songs, bro. This nigga got songs, man. Y'all tap in East. It be the mixes that be. Like,
that
I be fucking hard. Yes, bro. They be like Game 6 to this day. That shit hard. You know Game 6, right?
It's something for me. I go on that song.
That's the one off the...
Which one's that?
The,
Cause a lot
the
of
J. Cole and the Butcher beat.
Oh, with Benny the Butcher out there?
Yeah, yeah. He got on that beat on Game 6. It's an East mix.
Yeah, that shit, bro, a lot of mixes, bro. If we look into a lot of his work also, he has a lot of shit. It is not him Dolo. He has shit like with Harry Fraud.
Yeah, yeah, that was hard.
Little shit with Blanco, the white boy.
Yeah.
Million Mills.
That was alright.
That was summer. But I fuck with you. That's one of my top three rappers. Like I said, generation. A lot of our generation is also like, I feel like social media plays so much of a role, even though we kind of grew up with it, literally watched it with our own eyes, bro. Like, went from, like, for example, the Game Boy to the Wii.
Switches now to PS5.
You know, nowadays.
PlayStation coming out. I just seen this shit. They coming out with a new handheld. It's like a PSP, but it's with the actual handle.
I think I heard about it. I'm cool.
Yeah, that shit coming out in November. That shit real.
That's about it. I didn't hear about it. That's about it. They ain't advertised or nothing. You know, they got that virtual reality.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I be stopping to get too deep into it and start running with this shit.
How you feel about music right now? Don't you feel like it's like, I don't know, music this year don't feel the same for some reason.
It don't,
bro. You know, like, music be dropping, you own it, you know what I'm saying? Then you like, okay, I got some shit or whatever. But it's like, I don't know, as this year is like, that's too much. Like,
over the past couple years, I've been saying more to myself, but I've been saying, I just feel like the music in our age nowadays is getting, I don't want to say the word redundant, but it's nothing memorable. Like, say 5-10 years from now, bro, we're going to have a cookout. What are you going to play?
What you going
to
play?
I better hear some Cole, some Drake, maybe some Migos, some Meg for the ladies, or whatever's hot right there. We're not going to hear nothing from, like, back in the day. Unfortunately, R&B's going out the way. My only hope for R&B nowadays is you know, our boy Rob J.
Yeah.
And my homegirl G-List, so shout out to them, too. They're literally my only hope for R&B music. I'm not hopping this through myself, start singing. Because, boy, we ain't got nothing. Not that memorable, unfortunately.
Like, we ain't got no classic, but I don't know, man.
Unless you want to bring a nigga like Tory Lanez to come in and sing and rap all over the classical stuff.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to me. I mean, not
that. How you feel about that situation, cuz?
Well, Tory.
Let's talk about that.
With Tory and Meg.
Yeah.
It's like I said, brings to a point now. Like, I feel like with social media, like, everything. I don't know. With Tory and May, it's so hard to say because it's like, who are we to say? that's like my other opinion when it comes to social media things when it comes to celebrities, because it's like, who are we as fans? For everybody. Only people's opinion I can really trust and actually consider be like, okay, maybe TMZ. And the ones, people that were there themselves.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm gonna never the type of person to be like, the he say, she say. Got to the third or fourth person, that story. So I'm listening to you. You weren't even there. You was a whole ass area code.
Right.
Mind your business. You found out just like me.
Right.
You probably called a person closer in the situation than me. But after that, like, bro, the fuck is me? Who's you?
Right.
I just work here. Yeah. My job is to make everybody else's life around me easier and better if I can. So if I can't, I'm sorry, not sorry.
Sadie, Sadie.
Lo siento.
So look right, man. Smell one of these and pick one you want to take up to the crib, man.
My guy.
This shit. Shout out to Miss, my boy Yusuf, man. We got the oars. You know what I'm saying? Let us know. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you smelling good. We got all the good stuff going, man. We got.
I
have
smell that weed, so I
don't
know
what
I smell right now.
You get all that. I should have. It low key smell better on the skin.
I'm feeling this one.
That's that vodka, right? That vodka, right? Yeah. That's the oil.
I ain't gonna lie, I got this in the cologne, bro. I ain't gonna flex.
Yeah, you good.
Wait, this one to the crib. Well, something like that. You know, yeah. Yours might be everywhere. Yeah, appreciate you, my boy.
Yeah, bro.
I've been needing one of these, too, for the car, man. I'll be like, y'all need some.
Oh, smoke. Yeah. Straight, when you finish smoking and shit.
Bro, yeah.
You want to smell like straight weed. Because, man, having me, bro, I'll be forgetting I'll be smelling like weed. Everybody like, well, you smell good. I'm like,
that's me. So,
yeah.
So, shout out to my favorite crush. If you're watching this, you see this. I pulled up on her. I sold her the other day. I pulled up on her. She like, smelling like weed per usual. And never left my thought. I'm like, damn. I'm more pulling up on her smoking, trying to let her the blood.
Yeah.
But, so shout out to you, bro. Thank you, bro. Because I don't know. I just want to see this, you bro. Yeah, she's smooth. Still is. Yeah, bro. Our generation is funny. It's crazy. There's a lot of brightness to it, though. I don't want to seem like I'm shaming her or clowning it. Because a lot of my young boys I'm actually proud of, they be doing anything. A lot of our generation, they doing anything. Well, actually, I'm actually very proud of our generation also because some of us. Well, before I get into it, I should have been said this. We, everybody, every race, we all need to stop remembering the bads more faster than the goods. Because we hold our celebrities to the highest standards. They do all the good stuff. But one bad thing hit the air and they canceled this TV stuff. Right. They go crazy and take over. Like, for example, I was talking to some of my coworkers last the other night before we left that morning, R. Kelly. Look at his situation. What? And then his situation, like, I don't know. Everybody got their own perspective and things and how they carry things. I guess you got to separate the art from the person itself.
You still part with the music.
Yeah, same girl, Emma Usher.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually watching something that brought that conversation up at work. They were saying, that man made a lot of great music. Like, I believe I can fly.
No,
bro, what?
Yeah.
I forgot he made that. That is another song he made. You can play anywhere, weddings, graduations, birthdays. But hey, we all have our mental issues that we should all address. So
yeah.
That's my little cleanup for that situation. I hope that answered your question. I low-key
feel like
your question.
Yeah, sure. Well, how you feel about NFL? How you feel about the sport?
My Steelers, or is it more like the racial?
The whole thing.
The business side to it. It's crazy, bro. Like, I feel like the NFL is not gonna last long. I feel like after our generation grow up, they're not gonna really. The only real fans is gonna be the players that actually play like their high school, their college, or they're trying to make it. Cause it's like I think we're realizing our generation is realizing that it truly is a business. The only real money for it is, like, the quarterbacks and, like, whoever after that rookie year deal. But statistic-wise, bro, I mean, there still will be great athletes and great players who will naturally be able to just go and play. Like, for example, LeBron's, the Jay Rice, the, you know, the greats. But like everybody else, as long as you really stream, you work hard for it, which would be a hard distraction because, you know, they got their phones. And social media is going to be not as popular, especially, you know, how it's harder to commercialize and embrace it, because compared to basketball, football, you know, you got the pads, you got the face mask, shields. Right. That's why all them dudes are cheaters, bro. That's why all them girls, you know, that's why these, only way they can find out, the girl got the same number on their face. Mm-hmm. Bro, you can't see their face. You don't want to see their face unless they go to the award show or something.
Right.
Compared to basketball, bro, you see everybody's face. Their right. body, their body type. You can see them down the street. Bro, oh, shoot, that's Steph. Got my man JR, look at him. Right. Running it down, bro. What's up? Let me hit that type shit. But, but NFL, I don't think it's really, it's going to be popular, but I don't think it's going to be as famous. I think basketball is going to take over more as the more of the sports for the country. You know, growing up in our time, it was football, football this, football that. That also, you know, the injuries, bro, the head traumas. Mm-hmm. After the movie my man Will Smith did, from my, you know, my Steelers.
What movie?
It's fucked. I can't remember the name of it. But I watch it, though.
It's like, a new movie.
I was old, bro. That movie old. That movie, like, I came out in middle school. It was a movie Will played as an old retired football player. He had head trauma. It showed. It exposed it. After that, like, that's when the league started changing the helmets on the inside. That's when they started doing way more safety stuff because it exposed the head trauma and the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, NFL, everybody know, well, not everybody, but players know NFL stand for not long. You can look at this.
You say, what it stand for?
Not for long.
Mm.
Bro, you can look at niggas' careers, bro. Like, every season, bro, look at the running backs. That market, bro, is so big, like a whole NBA offseason.
Right.
It's so, bro. Like, niggas don't want to get paid. Le'Veon Harris. I said Le'Veon Harris. Le'Veon Bell. Oh, my God. I wish we paid him. We probably had some rings. We had some rings, boy. We had Big Ben sign, AB sign, and Bell.
Bell was lighter.
Bell was still like everybody, bro. That was like the AI crossover, bro. Oh, no one stopping that. And we had a dog on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Little son. We had some rings. We got more rings. Fuck Belichick. Fuck the Patriots. Them niggas are racist.
Y'all cheater.
Every year.
Y'all cheater.
But shout out to Brady. He got one with the Bucks. That's why I can't be mad at him. I can't be mad. I'll take a shot at him.
Yeah, he got one with the Bucks.
Yeah. No, since he had to go, I can't be mad at him.
Y'all cheated against the Seahawks, though.
I
forget that shit.
Nah, I think we should beat y'all.
I ain't forget that shit.
Oh, they got that pat, man, whatever, bro.
That nigga's fake scored that touchdown. Scoot, what, bro, what type of shit was that? See, that's how, see, right then and there, when I was little as a kid, that's kind of what sparked it. It was like, yo, okay, this shit is rigged the fuck out, bro. Hey, Ain't no way. Was that a touchdown, bro?
When was it one? But what do young kids say now?
That is crazy.
and it was like the score was tight, wasn't it?
All Super Bowls was tight, bro. I remember we played the. I remember what made me a Steelers fan was when we played got a Cardinals, boy. We were down.
Mm.
My boy ran a battle, boy.
The Super Bowl.
Harrison, yeah, what came back, running back. Oh, one of y'all, the linebacker, I was like, damn, who this nigga already getting sacks? And he got picks? Bro, this nigga got the Hulk out there.
Out there. He was dangerous.
Nah, he was. I was mad when he went to the Patriots. I was like, dog, you got like a whole decade with us. Nigga, with our rivals, I've been cheating, beating us.
Then
he went to Super Bowl, I think. He went to Super Bowl. Anyway, AB. I think he went to Super Bowl with them. I was like, damn.
Crazy.
That's crazy, bro. Football still fool.
Troy Polamalu was like that.
That's my guy.
That nigga was like that.
Oh, man. I'm mad I don't got his jersey no more. Hans Ward. Got a lot of great
that nigga was like that.
Jerome Bettis. Bettis. Yeah, Bettis.
He was like that. The bus. Cool. What's
the bus? Hans Ward. We got a lot of dollar niggas, bro.
Y'all had that special birds.
Shout out to Green Rock. He went to Green Rock too. All them niggas knew that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. My daddy was sad. My dad was so sad when he got shot us up in the leg. He was like, fucking idiot.
I remember reading that shit in the newspaper when I was little. I seen that.
Bro, I was in New York when it happened. I was like, we was visiting. Like, they won the Super Bowl. We was visiting with my daddy's friend's house. Like, ooh. I don't know. I was a kid. I can't. Don't give me a line, y'all. But yeah, he was mad as hell. Man, that shit was out here like ESPN. You know, back in the day, they didn't really have phones for like Bleacher Report and shit. Niggas had to go on ESPN and watch it. That shit was funny.
That fucking shit.
I don't know. You know, niggas don't have to be drunk in the club to save these. I don't know, bro. We still dealing with niggas in the clubs. My nigga jaw fucking up. Mm-hmm. I blame his homie on that one. I blame his homie. The first one, okay, that was you. That was you. Mm-hmm. But the second one, jaw.
He don't care at this point.
No, it is that. I think now at this point he realized he got to change his circle. I feel like this is going to be a whole another Melo situation. He's going to be the Melo of our generation. Watch now.
For no reason, though.
You know, shoot, NBA like that, too. Don't niggas look at racist, too.
Yeah.
From Melo to Steven Jackson. I'll be watching his podcast with Matt Barnes, All the Smoke. That's name is Steven Jackson, right? Stack 5? Mm-hmm. I can never remember this nigga name. But yeah, bro. He was fighting niggas in the crowds.
Bro, I remember them times. I remember when that shit happened with Artest.
I was just thinking about that one.
Bro, that shit was crazy. That shit was all in magazines, newspaper. They couldn't stop talking about that shit.
Shoot, nowadays they got something new to talk about every day.
Yeah, fast.
To this day,
I don't think nothing can top that as far as like breaking news for like the NBA.
Nah, all we got nowadays is trades. Nowadays, niggas is friends, niggas is partners. Niggas know they, hey, bro, hold on, bro, that's my man, bro, we signing next year, bro, chill. That'd be niggas' mindset the whole time, man. I want to get Kyrie get another ring, bro. I want to get one more without Bron.
Kyrie?
I want to get one more ring without Bron. Without LeBron.
That's impossible.
Nah, bro. But Pat Riley want to get one. We right there, bro. We about to get Dame. They say nothing.
This year, y'all ain't getting nothing. Y'all did all that.
Look at y'all. Hey, what about doing that case? Come on, man.
Remember that. Welcome to the journey of self-discovery where style and spirituality merge seamlessly. Step into the world of Third Eye 5 where clothing becomes a reflection of your inner essence. Today, we invite you to experience the new way of dressing and divine connection that transcends fashion. Join us on this soulful expedition as we embark on the path of self-discovery and expression through Third Eye 5. Let our clothing be the vessel that carries your spirit and connecting you to the divine essence within. Elevate your style, elevate your spirit with Third Eye 5. Namaste.
There.
Well, y'all was burnt down anyway, because...
Oh, I seen that shit though. I seen like I always said that, bro. I said that, bro. I said that every year, bro. Bro, watch. I don't care who the fuck gonna play in the playoffs. We gonna burn through them, and then burn on the finals. All I gotta say, bro. Look at Jimmy, the bubble when leaning over that one picture, bro. Mm-hmm. That nigga was tired. That nigga carried the whole team. Yeah, triple double and gave us, I think, only two wins in the bubble again in the finals. Bro, we rely on Jimmy too much. Kyle Lowry, cool. 3-point guard. Great floor general. But we ain't have a hero, too. But we're not going to throw that injury bug excuse out there. I don't want to use that as a scapegoat.
What do you think y'all need?
A legit point guard.
I need some big man.
That's cool. Oh, nah. What we need, if we played, what's his name? I think we probably played a little better. He's actually tall and actually had the little offensive touch on the inside. Fucking, we got this 6'11 nigga here to them.
I need a better power forward.
Oh, yeah, we actually need a legit power forward.
Right.
Legit. Damn, like, that one want fucking John Collins. We want to bang it, John Collins, bro. I don't think we want that price tag. John Collins, but we just drafted a power forward. I think he gonna play instantly, bro. Cause he been in the league. He been in college for like 4 years, bro. I think he like 22. I think he gonna play right now. Kevin Martin, cool. Kevin Love, all right. Kevin Love just stay his ass on the bench. We on the bench. I love it. He kill niggas. Him and Kyle Lowry, they kill niggas on the bench. I love it. Kevin, KK. I'm all for it. But yeah, we about to get Dame. But it's crazy though.
Y'all is not getting Dame.
Nah, we should got a deal. We got a way better deal for Beal, but they did not want to send a nigga down the street in the same conference so we can bust their ass 4 times a year. They did not want to do that. We about to give him Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson for the money filler. Cause you know he got a 90-year deal. I'm glad.
Oh, Kyle Lowry leaving.
No, yeah, one more year on our deal. Got one more year with us. Yeah, one more year. But he a good floor, you know. He a good presence in the locker room for niggas. Especially they got young niggas over there. And I think like a first rounder or two. Well, Phoenix gave him Chris Paul, Shaman some second rounders, bro. Just to send Chris Paul somewhere else a day later. But we gave him a way better deal, but they didn't want to send him down the street.
Damn. So what the Wizards got? They just gave away.
Yeah, it is. Traded Porzingis officially last night. He in Boston now. Which is kind of crazy, but I don't think they still want to do much, bro. They don't got no fucking point guard. Who the fuck want to set all them niggas up? But now you about to get Dame, bro. Dame ain't say shit since they drafted Scoop. He ain't say shit. That nigga is not happy.
Who is that?
Scoot was this Scoot played for the he was one of the main nigga for that G19.
Nah.
They say he a hypercharged point guard like another Westbrook.
But what happened to LeBron? Had it went to the Blazers.
What LeBron to the Blazers? Why the fuck would LeBron go over that ugly ass state in Seattle? Sorry, Oregon. But Washington,
play with Dame.
Oh, that nigga's going.
You don't think that would be a good combination?
LeBron has the power to make the moon come to LA. That nigga is not wanting. That nigga is not leaving LA, bro. That nigga not leaving LA, bro.
Hey, I thought he was about to retire. I was like, you know what? Go ahead. It's about that time, anyway.
No, bro. Yeah, he got to play with his son, bro. He got 2 more years to drag out when that contract over, bro. And plus, he is not about. Plus, bro, this nigga is not about to walk away from another 95 mil. I know he in the B's. I know he with the big B's. But still, 95 mil? He has a girl, a baby girl. She's 8. That girl got prom. College.
Everything is straight. Her whole plan of life and eating is good.
Oh, no, her grandkids good.
Yeah.
Her grandkids.
Everybody is straight.
Man, this generation different, bro. Like, niggas going to prom and rentals.
No cap.
Just for that picture.
They doing a whole episode coming out of the goddamn house. What's your prom shit?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, but I went to a lot of proms, bro. I ain't mean to, bro, but like.
I ain't been to one.
For real. My dad threw me a one. This nigga threw me.
He threw you a prom.
No, he threw me into one. I didn't know the girl at all. But as a kid, when I was grown up, I should have seen the red flags. I don't even know the girl was cool. She was dope. We had a blast. It's cool. She was vibey, all that. But anyways, we were leaving church, and he was like a. I think he asked me. I think he just told me. He was like, hey, you gonna go to, I'm going to have you go to prom with so-and-so daughter. Don't worry, I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
I just had, I went my junior year. I got asked last minute junior year. Shout out Sierra. No one in mind. Shout out Shorty. She might be watching this. ex-wives. And then, like, I think, it was Shorty's then ex-wife. Because I remember I got my tux. I got my bow tie. I was with Shorty. Oh, yeah. His friends and shit. Yeah. She was like, oh, you can be my prom date. Then it does. So, well, fuck my arm.
You went to that.
Yeah, I went to my own alumni's prom. I got kicked out. Fuck, even walking. I couldn't even go because the guidance counselor at the time won't fucking with niggas, bro. And it's crazy. Niggas won't fuck with me. I was crazy, bro. What? Oh, he was a dickhead. Niggas ain't fuck with him. Old black ass nigga. He was miserable. Doing like this. Nigga, miserable black ass nigga. He on the green run. I can't think of his name. That's how trash he was. But, he is. You know, prom, so-and-so daughter, I'm like, damn, I ain't asked her what she looked like. He was like, she wasn't that bad looking.
Yeah.
But knowing my nice-ass dad, this nigga was about to tell me the truth. I'm sounding a little fucked up. Like, she was a little drag, but she grew up. She looked right. I had drag. I took care of her. We had a ball still. I'm a gentleman.
So you saying she wasn't looking up the park back then?
We were friends.
Yeah.
I fought with Shorty. Like, she was dope. It was cool. Whatever. I ran into her going back to my dad's church a few years ago. It was cool. I said I didn't treat her bad. It was cool. I mean, I did my part. I did my job. So. She right. She in Cali, I think. You know what I mean? She had her braces off. You know what I mean? Mm. Smart, but crazy. What? And she's smart. She got a little, you know what I mean? She's smart as hell. She work for NASA?
She worked for NASA.
For or with NASA. She had some internship in Cali. So shout out to her, you know what I mean? I was trying to drive this story. I'd have fucked up with all stage, bro. I had more gas in my teeth than Kobe got rings. So.
Yeah.
I was fucked up, bro.
I'm Peter Kobe, man. Where you was at when you heard the news that Kobe passed?
Man, I was I was actively happy on it. I was acting on The Simpsons. When I say that, guys, I was on The Simpsons. I was married. I was actively married. Young and dumb. I'm wise now. Shout out to Shorty. Ain't no bad blood still. Whatever. Anyways. But where we was at, bro, it was so crazy, bro. Cause you know how the crib was set up, bro. We got a couch, a TV. Damn, man. But I remember that shit was like, it was yesterday, bro. That shit was crazy, bro. We was, you know how the old crib set up out by the Waffle House? We walk in, we was on the couch. The night before, bro, we had a date night, bro. It was cool. We was cool. All that happened. I mean, whatever. We left Buffalo Wall. We were watching the game on a big screen. LeBron just passed some
scoring record. Yeah, that same night. That's what it's fucking crazy.
We finished our drinks, bro. We back to the crib. I mean, cool night. The next day, it was a Sunday. I don't know, it was a Sunday. Cause it was our day. Sunday was our day. Excuse me. Sundays was our day. We would chill, we'll make brunch, I'll do the laundry, we'll chill, have our date ourselves. I mean, you know, as couples, that's what I need to do. I need to be a couples therapist, bro. I learned a lot being married, y'all. So shout out to Shorty. So anyways, I know she's good, she's lit. I know bad blood, anyways. Kind of want niggas to be like, bro, that nigga be hurt, that nigga mad. Nah, we was friends before. You probably friends again, we got it, anyways. Anyways, Sunday was our day. We was chilling. We was, know what I mean? She got on her phone. She said, "Babe, did you hear Kobe die with his daughter?" What the fuck you talking about? We just watched this nigga pass the bronze scoring time. Like, what the fuck you talking about? No, I'm playing the game. What the fuck you talking about? She was on the couch next to me. Whatever. So whatever. I put the game down. We watching some on Netflix. my phone go, it's Bleacher Report. No, Bleacher Report the news. Actual news. Mm. They were like, helicopter crash, Kobe, and like 8 other people. I'm like, he was right? I couldn't believe it, bro. I was in shock, bro. I was shocked as hell, bro. And then, you know, all day after that, bro, straight Kobe videos, bro, highlights, games. Bro, I broke down to shorty, like, how important Kobe was, bro.
Yeah.
She knew I swear. We know most girls are, no offense, respectfully. They be a little dizzy. So, bro, we would like, bro, she was even crying and everything, bro. R.I.P. Kobe. I still got my Kobe's.
Man, when I heard that shit, I ain't even gonna care. I dropped a tear because that shit was so random. And I was reading a book. And it was crazy. I was reading the Illuminati 666 book. I was reading about it, what the fuck that shit was all about. And then I look up. Well, no, I ain't look up. I had picked my phone up. And the TMZ shit came up and it said, Kobe dies at such and such. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm not gonna believe that shit, bro. That shit was crazy.
That shit
was sick, bro.
They set my man's up, man.
It, man. I feel like social media kind of crazy because, like, dog. A lot of shit they called out. Mm-hmm. When they called out that Kobe crash, that helicopter crash, they called out Disney or Fox buying Disney or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They called out Biden, Obama, fucking Trump being president. They call a lot of shit. Yeah. That's why the Simpsons and South Park, they literally announced publicly saying they're stepping away from politics. Then they can say, bro, we're cool on it. I don't want no smoke. So that Simpsons and South Park, they literally said that shit. I was like, dog, y'all gotta chill. Speaking that shit into existence. I ain't believing that shit till this year, but I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Everything planned, all this shit planned out. We just gotta know that. So ain't no like, no turning around from that shit. Everything was set. They move off plan. That's how you stay ahead with the people and have control. If you ahead of everything, and you want, it's just that shit comes with like power control with them. Like, it's being ahead and always planning and strategizing. That's what they doing. And that's what they always been doing.
You think we're going to go to Mars? You think we're going to go on that plane? You think they're going to leave us?
The only way I see us going to Mars is if we, like, actually, we get sent there by some aliens or type shit, or
the niggas finally popping out. They coming.
Or like some dominion, or like on some dimension like type shit. Like you just meditate on some shit and you just end up ascending out there type shit. On some psychedelic or some shit. That's the only way I can see us really going there.
How you getting the shrooms?
Doing that shit, huh?
How'd you get in the shrooms?
Man, shut. All right. I think you was. Did you pull up? It was my birthday.
Yeah, I tell you, didn't you?
Yeah, it was my birthday on
my shit's done, bro. This shit did not want to stay down. But she snapped on my shit, though. My shit hurt,
she
though.
She did snap.
She snapped.
You said never again.
Sorry, shorty. If you see this, I'm sorry. You cute, though. I'm sorry. Man, I thought she didn't got me for shit, bro. So look, bro. I ain't gonna say no names. So.
You got some shit.
I thought she about to drag me some shit, bro. Cause look,
you already fucking up.
Fucking up. But look, I'm already in the story. So look, she doing my shit. We been like chit chat a little bit, but her family part of the shop. So you know, yeah. I'm assuming they gotta keep it cute.
Yeah.
I was like, "Hey, yo, sure, you want me a so and so." And she had stopped. She was like, so-and-so, and he works so-and-so. I don't know why I shouldn't have said that last part. I think that last part kind of fucked it up. And she stopped. She was like, oh, and so that's really your real name, too? I was like, Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Bro, she stopped, called this nigga, bro. She said, she like, why my client here say I'm a man, I'm a so-and-so? Did you fuck her? When she stopped going that shit, I was like, ah, shit, no, I'm not getting no
so shit. So you did hit?
No, he's one of the girl did my shit yesterday. No, I never showed him. I could have, though. I could have, but that's... It's on the air. I just don't get dragged back in that situation. It's on the air. One day, I might make some shake this summer. She fine. She fine in the mind.
I was just thinking that shit. Fine in the vine. In the twine. In the thighs.
She ain't had many thighs, much thighs, but I'm trying to get between them.
Oh, she had them.
Nah, she Slim Jim.
It's something about girls with thighs and fucking ass, bro.
Oh, for sure. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was on an auntie at work the other day. And I was like, auntie, she a pretty auntie, black auntie. She like that one auntie you see that's having a bad day. We're like, what's wrong, baby? What's going on with you?
Whatever she wanted to
know. Knowing she got a whole family, kids my age, kids more grown. But I was talking to our little auntie. I be just telling her stuff. I be just talking about life. Cause my job kind of a little racist.
Correct.
They ain't racist, but the higher ups really is. But this mean whites and Asians. But anyways, ain't that many black people there. So the auntie, I think I got a type. I don't want to sound so shallow. Because what it is. She like, what is it, sweetie? She was like, I was like, I got a thing for Barbies. And she was just laughing her ass off. Cause she know she pretty. She like, okay, I can see it. Yeah. She said, no, boy, we all got a type. I was like, I don't want to sing with shallow.
So she's saying she got a type, or she's saying you got a type.
I got a type. Everybody got a type. She got a type. She's like, I got a type. I don't want to ask. I don't want to get on that borderline of like sexual harassment. I don't play with that borderline at all. Cause I see some niggas get fucked up, especially at my job, boy.
And you want to know what is crazy? And I'm bringing this up so the world would know. If it's wrong for this nigga, yo, I don't even think my son would be here.
That's my dog.
Joe, yo. Because my BM was connected to his wife and shit.
Jojo.
Back in the day, 2018.
Back when The Simpsons was actively running on, what was a few seasons of The Simpsons?
Few seasons.
I had to quit the show due to legal reasons. Right down the street when the incident happened.
Where?
Waterside. Not Waterside. Watergate. Water Tower Hotel.
What happened? What are you talking about?
It's
on The Simpsons?
When I was on The Simpsons. When I had to leave The Simpsons. When I left The Simpsons.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to JoJo.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know about you, all the girls.
Real talk, he be too cool for school.
JoJo. Crazy. Oh man, got another little one now too. Yeah, how they treating you, man?
Look at him right here.
Oh my God.
He already throwing up.
Throwing up signs. That boy.
He's terrible.
That boy will be more famous than DJ Khaled, little son.
Look, Cal, he better get all the jank. They don't know what to do.
That birthmark is so tough. His birthmark is so tough to him, bro. Like, growing up, you know, we used to watch, like, Star Wars and shit. I wanted a scar on my face. Like, nah, I'm cool.
Had a mark.
That birthmark is so tough. It's like right on his cheek, so whenever he's that ain't your
body.
You'll get him right. You want to buy a girl flowers, holding doors. He want to be everybody nemesis.
No cap. When you going to gonna get yours, man. What's up?
I'm picky, bro. I'm not gonna meet myself in the eye.
I feel you. I need to be picky. I'm picky now. I'm scared.
I had a couple scares. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have won my bug. And shout out to Shorty. You probably watching this. So you still watching this? I'm sorry for telling you. But, but nah, my prom day had a little situation.
Your prom day?
My personal prom day.
It was your first little prom day. When you speaking on there.
Nah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I remember. I remember too.
Yeah. Shout out to gang. We been cool still. I still part of the gang, you know what I mean? She and my close friends and everything. It was cool.
Friends.
Yeah. I mean that's a part of me. I can express my romantic tour signs out of shit. It's out in my little, you know what I mean? Grown stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can't show everything to the world and so the homies can see. What the fuck? I don't even look at me weird. I'll pick up a pickup game.
Yeah. Niggas be taking notes.
For sure. Speaking of notes, I'll give niggas a gym. Get your girl some flowers. I promise you, bro. Whatever she mad about, give at least an hour of happiness. Depending on how much you been fucking up, at least an hour.
Right.
You've been good, doing good, you're good for a whole 2 days. Actually a week if you're actually doing good. But nah, bro.
This is crazy, because I realize I used to pull up on y'all niggas, man. Niggas be teed up in that bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Happy man. That was a happy relationship. Good old days.
I remember,
a drink.
Yeah. I had to fight with y'all.
This nigga taking
no for answer. I would just put the cup in my face.
Sorry, I'm more shorty. This nigga took a sip of wine. This nigga have a shot glass of wine and sip it. I would lie, bro. That's why I drew the line that I ain't gonna lie. That's when my peer pressure started kicking in. I'm sorry.
This nigga got the best macaroni and cheese, yo.
Chef Diamond. Chef Diamond coming soon.
That shit right.
Speaking of Chef Diamond, if whoever's watching this, and if you can help a brother out in the local 757 area, if you have food stamps for sale, then you may as well have them. And Chef Diamond can be up and running a whole lot faster. That's really what it be, bro. Bro, what? I could do the bread. I could do it. I don't know how, they probably could have getting paid from their pages now, but like the real Instagram cooks with the white countertops and all white renovated backgrounds and shit. Them niggas gotta get paid for their pages, bro, cause bro. I remember when they first started, bro, they were like our crib, like regular cribs. Years later these niggas making lobster for breakfast. Boy Chef Boyard, man, these niggas make everything for breakfast, lunch and dinner wrong line, bro. Where do y'all nigga grocery shop?
Yo,
man, y'all niggas got booze then, EBT, bro. Y'all niggas doing fried lobster tenders
for breakfast. Fried lobster tenders? Never heard that shit.
Exactly, bro. They making shit up, bro. Niggas can make now.
Never heard that shit.
Bro, that's how I found out salmon tenders. Fried salmon tenders, bro, from Chef. That's how I found out. That's right about that shit, boy.
It's like that.
That's right about that shit. I was talking to Shorty yesterday doing my hair. She was like, TikTok. TikTok got everything. They be the best teachers. Social media first where you follow the right people. I follow a lot of psychological people.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, looking at Dr. Kegel outside of this. If y'all don't know who that is.
Dr. Kegel. On what?
Anything. I don't know my Instagram. Call the post on it by now. But help you out, son.
Check him out.
Dr. Kegel. Do your Kegel exercises, y'all.
Kegel exercising. What the fuck? What is that?
Look it up. You'll figure it out.
You say, yeah.
I put on my phone, bro. This nigga. Give me.
But yeah, y'all definitely do y'all stretches, man. Y'all stretch every day. Get your bones flexible. Get it right. I need to stretch today. That's what I need.
This nigga got an app.
Need to stretch.
I got the app, bro. I'm trying to find a good.
He got an app?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of subscribed to.